Einen wunderschönen guten Tag wünsche ich euch. Hier ist das Politopia Magazin jeden Mittwoch 16 bis 17 Uhr. Und auch heute beschäftigen wir uns mit einem kulturellen Teil der Stadt. Und zwar gab es auf der Sommerwerft ein Festival, Trees Festival, also Trees für Rising Environmental Awareness Through Performing Arts. 5 Tage des Internationalen Theaterfestivals Sommerwerf haben besonders intensiv dem Thema Bäume und der dringenden Frage, wie die performativen Künste einen Beitrag angesichts der Klimakatastrophen leisten können, und haben sich dem gewidmet. Zu diesem Thema hat Protagon e.V. in den letzten 1,5 Jahren zusammen mit 7 Partnerinnen aus der EU im Rahmen des Creative Europe Projects Trees, also Rising Environment Awareness Through Performing Arts, gearbeitet und als Ergebnis eines Forschungsprozesses, in denen neben den Künstlerinnen, lokale Communities, Klimaaktivistinnen und Wissenschaftlerinnen involviert waren. Also hat jede der Partner-Theatergruppen eine neue entwickelte Performance auf der Sommerwerft zeigen können. Gesprächsrunden, Filme, Workshops oder auch Kinderprogramm zum Thema World and Climate Schutz bilden das Rahmenprogramm für dieses Festival im Festival. Und zwar ging das vom 30. Juli bis zum 3. August. Von diesen 7 beziehungsweise Protagon 8 Partnerinnen aus der EU habe ich 3 aufgenommen. Das war einmal die griechische Gruppe, und zwar Aeroplio Topos Alu Theater aus Griechenland. Und zwar mit Kamtsis Nikolas Dudas und Kostas Diamantis Balaskas. Dann tatsächlich die Gründerinnen dieses Trees-Projekt, das im Kontext von Creative Europe gestaltet wird, und zwar das Dachtheater aus Serbien, Belgrad. Und zwar mit Jadranka Angelic und Diana Milošević. Als letztes habe ich das Siedtheater aus Holland, Amsterdam, und zwar mit Carolina Stoic. Sie befragt zu diesem Thema. Ich würde sagen, viel Freude beim Zuhören und ein kleiner Rückblick hier auf die Sommerwerft 2025. Die Interviews sind alle in Englisch geführt. Hier ist das Politopia-Magazin heute von der Sommerwerft, und zwar Sommerwerft 2025. Es gibt hier ein Festival auf dem Festival, das nennt sich das Tree Festival. Und das ist eine Zusammenkunft von mehreren Theatergruppen, die sich hier treffen auf der Sommerwerft. Und zwar erstens gibt es in Griechenland, dann Serbien, Spanien, Irland, Holland und natürlich hier die Antagon-Künstlerinnen, die in diesem Projekt, das nennt sich Kreatives Europa, ist ein europäisches Projekt, was eben auf den Schwerpunkt der kreativen Programme, Stärkung von Augenmerk auf grenzüberschreitende Schaffung von Werken und auf Innovation hinarbeitet, ein Zugang zueinander finden soll, Augenmerk auf Unterstützung der Zusammenarbeit der EU-Ebene, weltweit natürlich, und Mobilitätsprogramm für Künstlerinnen und Fachkräfte, also Regisseure, Autoren, Produzenten oder Intendanten. Ich habe jetzt hier 2 Gäste gefunden, und zwar von dem Theater aus Griechenland, Aeroplio. Und zwar mit Nikolas Kamtsisis, Regie, und der Gründer von Topos Aeroplio. Ein Stück, eine tiefgründige ökologische Meditation. Es verbindet Elemente von erstaunlich inspirierten Bewegungen mit einem poetischen Drehbuch, das vor einem internationalen Team aus Künstlern, Performern und Umweltforschern gemeinsam entwickelt wurde. und zusammen mit dem Koordinator auch mit DA-Theater, und zwar Kostas Diamandis Balaskas. Und ich begrüße jetzt erstmal hier Nikos und Kosta. Hallo.
Hello, good evening. Well, the organization is Topos Alou Theater Aeroplio. Thank you very much you invite us here.
Thank you also very much. My name is Kostas from Action Synergy from Greece.
I saw the piece last evening and I was very surprised. For the beginning, it was like similar like Antagon working here, lots of body movement and lots of words. It brings me in a kind of a little fairyland. I enjoy it very much. How was it like? What question did you address at the beginning?
Well, the question that we have always to answer, it is theater and social environment. So it happens too many things in a social level, and theater must get one position about there. One of them, it is the climate change, and we have the honor, and we are very happy that we participate in a Trees project, which is a Creative Europe project, and we are 8 organization that we are work together, and we create on climate change and especially on trees and forestry. So the artistic organization have to create a performance according to their aesthetics, to make a performance about on this subject, and 3 organizations of them have to organize a festival, which is the main event of the whole project. Well, the first festival, it was in Athens, June 1822, and all this organization came there. And now we are in Frankfurt and we speak with you. We perform here, and in October we will go to Spain, Sevilla, and we will perform there also the same performances. The only thing is to make the audience sensitive about this very crucial problem. Climate change and the trees and the megafires and all of the environment things that is around us. And we have to answer to all these requests of the nature.
How was it like the compilation? Like, did you work? Did you spoke together about this? Like, this 8 groups together? How was you coming together? How was you choosing these countries?
So the question is the same. So it's about increasing environmental awareness, and it's about the trees. The project is transferring a local experience that was made first in Serbia, in Belgrade, and would like to transfer this experience to the international level. So it is a project, it has a coordinator that is the DAH Theater from Serbia, and they have gathered team, international team of theater groups that are working on social issues in order to bring this together. At the beginning, they have explained, we had a meeting in Belgrade, they have explained their experience, they have shown us their performance, they have created some learning materials about some basic principles that this performance should have, like it should be outdoor, it should be in an open free space, it would like to involve also people that go there in order to attend the performance, but also passers-by that stop and see the performance, because the aim is to increase through theater the environmental awareness. So after this, each theater group in their own country has worked in order to transfer in these principles to their own situation, taking into consideration the national traditions, their own traditions, their own approaches, their own issues, because we in the South have other issues in relation with the North countries, and bring their own perspective and their own idea.
How is it like? Did you feel that this program has brought European countries and artists closer together? And how?
Yeah. Yes, for sure. We as Theatre Topos Alou from Athens we have a tradition and we have the opportunity to link with others' tradition, with other way to confront the theater phenomenon and how they confront it, what is their techniques, what is their aesthetic, and to link all this together and to enrich our tradition and our techniques and our way of approach the phenomenon of the theater. Yes, of course, we have something like this, yeah.
What would you like to share with our audience and listeners and listening if you want to recommend them maybe this kind of European set program?
Well, the thing that we wanted, there are many. Well, as the theater performance is not just one thing. It expressed too many material, too many stimuli to the audience. Of course, at first, about the climate change, about the subject that we have, about the trees and forestry, theater is not able to stop a fire. But theater is able to make sensitive the people not to burn the forests and the trees and everything, and to keep like a vivant personalities, the trees, the plants on our balcony, or maybe to the park near us, or everywhere, to be sensitive about this thing, because this earth does not belong to us, belong to everybody, belong to all the people before of us and all the people that will come after us. It's not ours in order to make whatever we want, to burn it, to destroy them. No, we have the duty to keep on them and to take care of them, first of this. The second, when we confront to make a performance and we have actress and we have the music, we have stage design, costume design, things, all this, we are wondering what we want to say and through what way we have to say whatever we have to say. Well, our choice, my choice as a director, it was to base and to step on our Greek ancient mythology. Behind the trees in ancient mythology is a vivant and was personalities, Daphne, the oak tree, and it has a role to play in all the history, in all the mythology. The oak tree, it was the first tree that Zeus express and say the oracles to the people. So it is a huge story. Around the olive oil, for example, there is a big myth because it was the present of the goddess Athena to the Athens city. And that's why she get the city against to Poseidon, who gave as a gift the water. So there is a big myth around all this, and we step on this in order to say to the people that all these trees are not things, are personalities, and there is a big history. They bring the trees to us, a big history of our civilization. That's what we want to say through our performance. And we choose to, well, the music had a big role, as you say, costume designs, and the movement, of course, and the participation of the actress also. That's what our performance, Breathing of Earth.
I think that also that these European projects give the opportunity to the audience in a specific place to see the to have the intercultural also approach, so to see what is happening, what is the way of thinking in the other countries in our continent. So in the first day of the Trees Festival, we have seen a Spanish performance that was based partly on flamenco tradition. The Greek performance was based on ancient Greek mythology. The Irish performance is also based on the Irish mythology and the Druids tradition that they have. So each one can bring their own tradition And this increases both the environmental awareness, like Nico said before, but also the intercultural awareness about what is happening, both in the field of cultures, but also in the field of creative sector, because as you have said, some theaters are more based on text, some other based on dance, and there is movement theater. So there is these kind of projects allow to show the diversity of cultural production at the European level.
So what is the next step? Sevilla, and then you continue next year to work together with the groups and another issues, another themes. How is the future looking?
Well, in the frame of the project, we have too many things to do. We have performances in national wide to make in our country. We have to make workshops. We have to make too many other things. But we as a Vivant organization in Athens, in the center of Athens, and as we have a venue there, we have too many other performances and activities and events in our theater. So we will present a new play based on Beckett, Samuel Beckett, and it is a new play of Nicolas Cazan named Killing Godot. We will perform on this. We have the opening about November 14. But before them, we will go to Sevilla in October. We have also other European projects to work on. Well, we are blessing that we have work to do and not to sit.
I would like to add that as part of the activities of this project, and this is going to happen at the last months of the project, we have also an online course that is addressed to artists that would like to speak about environment through theater. So we are going to organize a course in order to transfer the experience that we had, all the organizations had, in the framework of these projects, and address to artists that were not part of this project but would like to take something from our experience in order to use in their own practice. So this is also something that could be interesting for your public, that from October, more or less, we are going to start this course in order to allow more people to do what we have done these years that we are working in the Trace project.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, the future. Thanks a lot for your words. Everything the best. And thank you for this very great Greek piece.
We thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So, Sommerwerft 2025, und es geht um das kleine Festival, was in dem Festival stattfindet, das Trees Festival. Und jetzt habe ich hier einmal Jadranka Angelic und Diana Milošević. Die beiden sind aus Serbien und zwar vom Dach Theater. Was ganz besonders ist bei den beiden, sie haben das vor einigen Jahren in die Welt reingetragen, und damit beginne ich auch mein Interview, was wieder auf Englisch ist. Very welcome. Thank you. I'm very surprised. I saw last evening the show from the Serbian group. You, as a Serbian Dach Theater, you introduce this project, Creative Europe. How was it started? What was the impulse to doing this?
The impulse was our performance, dance theater performance, Dance in Trees, that Jadranka and me co-directed and devised. And then from there, we got the idea that it could be very interesting to develop it into a European project. As theater company and also theater, the Center for Theater Research, we are involved in many European projects. We collaborate with many theater groups across the world. And then we thought that actually this is the topic that is so important that it should not finish only with one performance, but that we can go on with it. So this is how it all started, to how to convert it into the kind of the European project. And then we collaborate with Kostas Diamantis from Action Synergy organization from Athens, Greece. So we spoke with him about our idea. And the main topic, it is raising awareness about environmental issues, especially about the trees through performing arts. So we talk with him, and then we developed the project in speaking, and then we also asked him to help in writing. So this is how we actually together put application. We were successful in that application, and then also Dach Theater is, because we are the theater company that exists for 34 years, so we already have lots of contacts and collaborations, as I said, across the world, especially across the Europe. So we knew theater groups, among them Antagon, our host in Frankfurt, that could be interested in the project, and also the theater groups whose work is of the high quality and artistic. I can say they are all going for artistic excellence and political awareness and the social transformation of the political relevance, social transformation of society. So we invited those groups, theater groups that we thought that could be actually good for this project, and this is how it began. We were successful with application, and we are the leading partners, and we got this project that lasts for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So it was just one performance until now?
No, there were many activities and lots of deliverables and outcomes related to this project. So one of the, in the center, it is like to create performances. So there were theaters and one organization from 7 countries, and in total 8 organizations. 7 theaters were, I mean, excluding us, so 6 theaters were creating original show related to the topic of the preservation of the trees, but following, let's say, the methodology of Dach Theater. Our task was to create kind of the kit that they could, kind of the handbook that they could use in also creating their own performances. So performances were, so each of the partners had to create the performance that was successfully done. And then 3 partners had to create the festivals and to present on the festivals the work. And then lots of other activities, talks, conferences, talks with stakeholders, and so on.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about like workshops, so the other groups and the other artists work with children in their country, or it was a cooperation with countries together and kids coming together? How was this constructed?
So it was like on the base of our dancing tree performance, inspired by with material that we offered to them, they were in the process of creating their own performances. It's open for public. Every one of us, let's say, work with community, not necessarily children. But a part of the production process was to have workshops with the community in order to hear what are the needs, what are the reflections from the citizens about the climate changes. So, of course, this feedback from community entered in each performance depending on the situation in each country, like Spain, Holland, Norway, Ireland, Germany, Greece. And colored, let's say, influenced the final production. But each of the company created its own production in its own way, with its own project, and involved in the local, where they are working, involved the local experts, local environmental organization, consulting of people that are dealing with the climate change, mm-hmm. everything like we did enter in this process of creation. Mm-hmm.
The question did your group address was finally the same for all that countries, for all that groups.
They all had their own focus, and it was very important that we are coming from very different contexts, very different political and cultural situations, and this also reflects in the environment. And the question about preservation of the environment, climate change, and the trees. What we all share in common is really this passion to transform, to address those questions and to start really to make our communities aware about importance of being active in preserving the environment and the trees and so on. But the focus of each of the group was very unique, and that was of course because artistic processes are unique and very different. And so, for example, the Antagon from Germany, their focus was on how would trees perceive us. And their show's title is Among the Trees. And so what would these old beings that are centuries old or 100 years, I mean, thousands years, some of the trees, or some hundreds or some decades old, what would they say to us? How do they see us humans that are, so, I mean, behaving as we behave, being very neglect about surrounding in the planet? Or the group from Spain, for example, they use their very traditional art forms, performing arts like flamenco, dancing and singing, to again address the topic of the disappearing trees and the fact that without trees we cannot exist, that actually we also share in our performance. We have the same question. The Greek group focus was really on, they used the elements of antique drama and created kind of the, let's say, modern opera that was a lament about the world that is being destroyed by humans, nature being destroyed by humans. Zit Theater from Holland's focus was on oxygen, because the trees are producing oxygen. So if we remain without trees, we are remaining without oxygen. So that was very beautiful to see how all partners and all our colleagues took their specific angle, creating very effective performances that talk a lot to the communities, but also that followed, we were very happy that they followed the main guidelines that we provided in this handbook and the, how we call it, kit, yes?
Yeah.
Learning kit.
Mm-hmm. You already answered my question. I want to ask, like, did you feel that the program has brought European citizens or artists together, and how? So that was one of your answers, but still I would like to ask, like, if there are any possibilities that these artists, like, work together, not as a country, maybe as one project. Is it in the future?
I think it's very possible, because of course one of idea, basic idea of European project is collaboration and exchange. And since some of the partners we know for years, and we already participated together in some projects, so every project we are closer and getting to know each other better. In every project we exchange more of our knowledge, expertise and practice and daily strategies. So it's very possible, and of course it will be very welcome, that we sometimes create together, literally, and especially after this project, which we witnessed how each of the partners was very happy to see others, very happy with the result of the others. So I think in this project, in this group of partners, we share a lot of common ideas and aesthetics, even if you want.
What you can recommend the artists, even our listeners, if you create a kind of European, I don't know, it's a program, but still, how can these Europeans come together and talk about? This is one of these projects what I found very interesting, but still it's very separate for each other. That's the reason, because I was asking how will be in the future. Can you recommend something, what you learned last couple of years, to work and to meet these people and come in discussions and rehearsals and so on?
Yes, I mean, all European projects are amazing. They are so important. I think that it is really something that is fantastic, that completely improved the cultural, not only cultural scene, the societies across Europe, because what is the essence of the European project is collaboration. And it's not always easy. I mean, as artists, of course, we are maybe a little bit more open or used to communicate and so on, but still the differences between the cultures and between the countries, between the contexts, political situations, so on, are big. So what would be really like a recommendation out of our experience is really to be very open and to take it when we collaborate, we really need to not to be judgmental, but really to be very open to the differences. And what we like to say that we should celebrate our differences. We are so beautifully different. Mm-hmm. And it's not the point that we are the same and that we agree about everything and so on, but the point is that we communicate, mm-hmm. that we are in dialogue, that we communicate, that we exchange, that we learn, literally we learn from each other. As my younger colleague said another day as revelation, she said, okay, but this is actually great because we meet other, you know, people from other cultures, other countries, and then we take what is good from that culture. I mean, it's very simple, yes. I mean, we should really influence each other, taking and exchanging and taking what is good, and then maybe we can improve this in our country. I think the main thing is really to be open towards the differences and to really be curious and leave the space for everybody's different experience in the period.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say that we, when you ask how we will together, we already work together in very important matters. For example, we have to take decisions together, we have to organize all the activities together. We have to share who will do certain tasks, who will do the other. So it's a lot of collaboration on daily basis. So it's a kind of like we become, that's why it's called consortium. So we are suddenly one company with a base in different countries. Only rehearsals we cannot do together. This, but it's so many things that we have to share, and that's how we are learning how to communicate, how to deal with the time, how to take decisions all together. So we have eight partners, so we have to decide when it will be done, how it will be done, how it will be shared, who will do what, who will do a certain report, certain program, certain templates. So it's a lot of production for this project. And through that, we learn how to be together and to communicate better. Mm.
For the future, how is the future looking? I mean, I know that the group, it will be go to Sevilla in October.
Yes.
That was the next festival, similar like Sommerwerft, but what's the next path?
So, of course, we are after Sevilla. We have the conference in Dublin, organized by another partner, Smashing Times, from Ireland. And then we have two e-learning courses that would be happening online. So this is also very important because it will be participants literally from all around the world there. So lots of activities until the end of the year. Of course, with the creation of the documentary film. And our group is in charge of that. We, of course, engage the filmmaker to do it. So many things, we still have a lot to do until the end of the year. And then what is amazing is that we are going to have documentary film that we can then start to literally show and to present around. It's hard to say now, but I think that we are also happy with outcomes, not only as Costa said, for example, like it's not the goal to, I mean, this is the task that we had to create the performances, and you know, it was great that the performances were really are of a very good quality, so this is amazing. But the main goal is to raise awareness about the climate issues, and this is what absolutely we achieved for this project, because we are having the feedback of the audience all the time, and we are having people who come out saying that they learned a lot, that they are inspired to do something, that like young people who want to be environmental activists, scientists telling that actually what they talk for ages now through art finds direct pass to the people's minds and hearts. So this is all a big impact, and so we are still not kind of the sure what will be the continuation, but for sure we are going to create something else together, because also, for example, today on the Sommerwelt Festival, it was very interesting talk about the oceans and how to preserve the oceans, and maybe one of the next editions of the festival would be devoted to that topic. But trees and oceans are directly connected, and so I think that this topic will transform into many other, let's say, partnerships and possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Great. Do you want to say something to our listeners? Something what you want to offer for the Frankfurt people?
I would maybe like to say what is a quotation in the program of the, because the Trees Festival is the festival within Sommerwelt Festival, and the first page of the program they put, and Antagon put, and this is what we actually took as one of our mottos, that one of the goals of the each human, I'm now paraphrasing, you know, but basically it's the goal of the human human or human existence should be to plant the tree under which that person who is planting it is not planning to sit. So it's, and I think it's amazing. I think this is not specifically to people from Frankfurt, but to all of us, that we should really have this kind of the mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks a lot for your speech. Thanks a lot. Everything the best for the
Thank
future
you.
And all these issues in terms of opportunities in Europe. I'm very surprised. Would like to go to the next festival. Maybe you're arriving next year here again with something, with a piece.
Come to Seville and bring how it is in Seville, in Sevilla, atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah, yes. We are also coming. We are here maybe for the third time. Mm-hmm. And also each time we develop the partnership with Antagon Theater and Protagon Association deeper and deeper. And so I believe that in the future we will for sure have a next collaboration and more projects.
Great, great. That will be nice. Thanks a lot and greeting to Serbia.
Thank you.
Ja, Sommerwerft 2025. Es geht immer noch um das Festival Trees, das ja, Creative Europe Projekt, wo einige europäische Länder zusammengekommen sind und sich mit der gleichen Frage beschäftigt haben. Wie nehmen wir die Umgebung auf und wie schonen wir oder werden bewusst dem Klimawechsel oder der Klimaveränderung in der heutigen Zeit? Bei mir sitzt hier Carolina Spijtsch. Sie ist von dem holländischen Team und zwar SEED. Und ich begrüße sie erstmal auch wieder in Englisch. Welcome, Carolina.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would like to know, because I was thinking, oh, Netherlands, is there much trees? But yes, somehow there are lots of green, lots of flower.
Yes.
And your piece was calling oxygen. How you get there? What was the way, the input?
We are part of European Project Trees, and all of us were busy like what trees actually mean to people. But because ZIT is an intercultural international group, we are always doing the research with different communities that are living in Amsterdam and in Holland. And you know, Holland is very proud, and Amsterdam is very proud, that they say there is 180 nationalities living together. Yes, politically very correct, but in practice you don't see these nationalities on the stage, and also these people doesn't have all voice. And we are very lucky that we have actors from different backgrounds, so our actors are giving different workshops and talking with these people that are living there, working there, are born there actually, a lot of them, talking with them about what is their opinion about things. So our research with trees started also like that. And slowly, slowly, actually all these communities switched from trees to earth, to air actually, to breathing. And then we said, okay, what is more important for you? But they all say, okay, trees, because of the oxygen, it's green. But if you don't have trees, we are going to die because we don't have oxygen. And then this oxygen becomes more political and more awareness that We are so at this particular moment in the history again that people really feel very much pressure. And they feel, you know, the famous sentence, I cannot breathe anymore. They start to be also not only symbolic for the racism, but start to be symbolic for all of us. Because we live all under the pressure.
Also, like, there's a kind of a process in the group, what is growing. You go from collective to collective and find out how you get to this theme, to this issue.
Yes.
For Zeed, how long you are in Amsterdam and what is actually your way in Zeed and how you're working?
Oh, nice question. Zeed just celebrated 2 years ago, 30 years. So we are working now for 32 years. I moved from Belgrade, from Yugoslavia in this time. In 84, I went to study in the Netherlands, Theatre Academy. And then I stayed. And as you know, then was the Balkan War. I was back, but then because of this whole Balkan War and I wanted to do my own thing, I didn't want to go to the, let's say, traditional theatre, so I moved back. From this time, we are working very much in a multicultural and intercultural level. And this is very specific for Zeed, and it's also very specific that we work in co-creation. So I'm the theater director, I'm directing it, but I first collect a lot of ideas, a lot of proposals. We do a lot of informations, improvisations, and as I always say, we collect information from communities, and then with all this material, we build a show. And some shows are with more text, some shows are more visual. But what I like very much, and then when we start to perform, that we also perform for different communities in different places. We perform in regular theater, but we also perform in a museum. And we also go to the social center, and we go to refugee camp. And on this way, we also test, is this performance really universal? Does people really connect with this? Or we are such a fantastic artist presenting something nobody understands. Because I really think theater can connect us.
It's very interesting, but Zeed, it means the wall.
Yes.
And the wall is something what actually gives us a distance or something. Can you explain something about this name of the theater?
Yes, yes, for sure. Because I gave this the name, it's a wall, but I gave this name in my young age to the company because we wanted to prevent this fourth wall in theater, what is actually empty dark space, and then there is a big distance. But everything is very artificial because theater is, I mean, you know, it's a person there, a person here. So it will be more normal to have the contact and interaction than just to see magical actor there 2 meters from you doing something artificial. He even can die and then stand up and go home and have applause. Uh-huh. So it is artificial art. I mean, let's be honest. It's perfect, but it's artificial. So in this sense, all of us that are working in Zeed, we like to create connections. Sometimes it's very interactive. Sometimes it's less directly interactive, but we set up the stage in a way that you feel part of it. So it's a different ways. Because I think theater is, at the moment, still even more and more, one of the few places where we meet each other.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, you can go to a cafe and you go to the restaurant, but this is kind of consuming.
Yep.
And there is no other places because we are all on our telephones all the time. We have a lot of friends on the telephone. So, yes, this is the situation.
Mm. Just come back to the Creative Europe. You guys was playing tonight as well. And how was your solution for this oxygen? Like, oxygen is something what we need and it's a part of this tree project. But how is the connectivity, the people, the artists from all these 7 countries actually coming together? What was happening in between you?
I mean, this is actually the group that you saw. This is the ensemble of Zeed Theatre, because indeed every our actor and also collaborator comes from different countries. It's not that we are aiming, but it's just happening. And it is very interesting because not about the country, but the way, you know, from very young age, you grow up with the stories and with the different reference. And it's always, for me, very interesting to understand this richness of different points of view. And it was the same now. and also generational. We have actors from different generations. It's also very interesting. But it's also nice to see that all of us can meet together with the point where we are now, that people are really worried about where is really place for space for us. And as we can call it symbolically for breathing. But in general now, you know, this idea of Western world and everything is free and everybody can do whatever you want, it starts to change rapidly. This is meeting point of all of us living in the Western world at the moment.
Maybe you have something for our listeners, any kind of recommendation to talk about this project and also the society around us?
I'm very happy that we could participate in Creative Europe, because this is one of the places where you get a chance to collaborate with, let's say, theater companies, or if you're a dancer, or you do different kind of art film, with artists from different countries. And it's also very interesting to evaluate, to exchange the ideas, because yes, it is in the same time, we are all in the same moment, but there are different solutions in different countries. And also different particular moments, like of course in Serbia now there are protests. You see that Spain is the first one to say we don't accept what's going on in Gaza. So it's also interesting on this level that we also can exchange with each other, and we meet each other now. We are in final phase of the project, so we produce the performances and then we meet each other on the festival. So this is really very rich. So if I can advise artists or people who are busy with certain questions, it's also good to go above your local context and to work with each other. It brings you a lot of new perspectives.
Great. So thanks a lot. Everything the best. We'll see maybe next year again with another project.
Yes, thank you very much.
And greetings to Amsterdam.
Yes, thank you.
Ja, das war das Politopia-Magazin wieder heute für euch und aus dem Topf der Kultur. Und was auch noch weiteres auf der Sommerwerft 2025 gelaufen ist. Ich hoffe, wir konnten euch informieren und ein bisschen Einblick schaffen in was ein Festivals oder welche Arbeit auch Protag und RV auch mit europaweiten Theatern und Künstlerinnen, Wissenschaftlern zusammengearbeitet hat die letzten eineinhalb, fast zwei Jahre. Ja, für diejenigen, die das heute nicht live hören können, gibt es morgen Donnerstag oder für diejenigen, die das gerade hören, heute Donnerstag 14 bis 15 Uhr war das Politopia-Magazin als Wiederholung. Und wir hören uns wieder am Mittwoch, wie immer, 16 bis 17 Uhr. Am Mikrofon Dada für euch und bis dahin alles Gute. Tschüss.